Going to do a topic that has been on my list for a long time. I've been asked several times whether it is inappropriate for a person to daven from a cell phone app instead of using a sitter. Is there anything wrong with using what's the sitter app on the cell phone to daven? So first of all, if you're going to want to do something like that, you have to figure out what are the advantages. Why would you want to change the way we daven? What are the advantages of using a cell phone rather than using a conventional sitter? So one advantage is that the way the apps are made is you'll never forget Yalav Yavo, because it's whatever insertions in the Shemoneh Esrei, the more sophisticated sitter apps will recognize what day it is and will put all the proper insertions in the Shemoneh Esrei, so it automatically adds that day's davening. Another advantage is that you can see the words very clearly even in the dark. So even if lighting is bad, or you're outside and it's dark outside, it's Maariv time, or you're on a plane, so you're able to see the words very clearly because the screen lights up. Also, if a person has difficulty reading small print, so you can make it as large as he wants. A third advantage is, some people told me they find it much easier to concentrate when davening from a cell phone, because, I don't know, I guess the way the words are broken up, you only see a few words at a time. I know I have the practice at home, not here, but I use not an article sitter, I use the Koren, the Rav Soloveitchik sitter. I got for free at a dinner where my aunt and uncle were honored. They gave the Rav Soloveitchik sitter, and I love using that sitter because it breaks up phrase by phrase, so it's much easier to focus, much easier to concentrate. Another advantage is it's a little lighter than a sitter. You have a bad back, a sitter is too heavy for you, so a cell phone is a little bit easier to hold. And another advantage is if you have an unusual nusach. Let's say you daven nusach Ari, or you daven whatever your Edut Mizrach, and you're always going to shuls and you're having a hard time finding a sitter that's the nusach that you're comfortable davening with. So with the cell phone, you always have your nusach that's available to you. So what would be the problem? These are all the great advantages. What would be the problem with davening from a cell phone? So I could think of four potential problems with davening from a cell phone. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Tzadi, Se'ivim Chav Alev Chav Gimel, through Chav Gimel, discusses based on the Gemara and Brachos Daf Hem and Beis, how a person should do whatever he can to remove all distractions around him at the time of davening. The Tshuvas HaRambam in Siman Chav says that the purpose of removing all distractions, for the obvious reason, to help with Kavanah. So it would seem that a smartphone, which has everything jumping out at you, and has all these, every time you get a text, it alerts you, and every time you get an email, it alerts you, and there are so many things going on, could present numerous distractions. Even the possibility of opening other apps would seem to be a distraction. Now, I'm told that some of the sitter apps shut down the rest of the phone as soon as you open the sitter, that it turns the phone, the smartphone, into a dumb phone, makes nothing happen. It's not even a phone anymore. It's only a sitter. So if that's the case, then the distraction element is probably removed. But you want to make sure that actually happens. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Chaf Aleph says in Siman Sadi to daven against the wall, right up against the wall, so that you're not going to be distracted by whatever's going on in front of you. And the Mishabru over there in Sif Chaf Gimel says, obviously that's only a mitzvah min amuvchar. You can't say you're required to daven by wall, because then every shul would just be this long strip where everyone, going for like a mile, where everyone would be right in front of a wall. Obviously you have to have a room where some people are davening behind others, but you don't have to be that guy. You should try to be a person who's davening where you're not going to be able to be distracted. And Siv Chav Beis Shulchan Aruch says not to daven behind another person. Mishabura says also that's only for someone who's especially midaktik b'maisav, because again, it's a practical impossibility to have everybody not be davening behind another person. And Siv Chav Gimel Shulchan Aruch says don't daven across from begadim mitzuyarim, from tapestries and nice pictures, because that's going to be a distraction. That's what the Ramah writes, that you shouldn't even have pictures in your sitter, that we shouldn't have an illustrated sitter, because an illustrated sitter could be something that's very distracting. This is a major question. That's why in shuls, you'll never see, as far as I know, you'll never see in shuls photographs of people or of images of scenes in shul. You do have a lot of times stained glass windows or things like that that are built in high into the beauty of the shul, and shuls are supposed to be beautiful and they're supposed to be majestic, but there shouldn't be something that just grabs your attention that you want to stare at and that you want to look at, because that serves as a distraction during davening. The Eliyarab is not sure if the same is true of a Megillas Esther, whether a Megillas Esther also shouldn't be illustrated. It used to be the practice that a Megillah what would be illustrated. He's not sure how much kavanah you really need during Megillas Esther, but he doesn't entertain the possibility that the illustrations will enhance kavanah. You know, sometimes they have these benches with these pictures in it. I always thought that it enhanced the kavanah. These beautiful pictures of kibbutz Galiels and of people coming off the boat running tarits. I always thought that like helps with the kavanah, but apparently not. Apparently the halacha is not that way. That we assume that pictures are going to distract a person's kavanah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nayinal says not to have pictures on the wall in the shul. In the Stipler in Orchos Rabbeinu Chelak Aleph page Mem Zayin says that a person shouldn't daven in a sukkah for that reason, because every sukkah has pictures of gedolim in it. And what else do you hang in a sukkah? So he says you shouldn't daven I'm told that even Chabad shuls, I don't daven in very many of them, that they all have a picture of the Rebbe somewhere, but not in the sanctuary. They usually have it in the hallway. That you try not to keep a picture of a human being certainly in a shul. Mishnah Berurah says, though, that if it's above a person's height, above a person's eyesight, then it's okay to have a picture in the shul, because then you're not gonna see it. Rav Nevensal, however, in his Mishnah Berurah quotes from Shlomo Zalman that even that's no good, because nowadays people look up also. They're not just even looking straight; they're looking all over the place, looking for any distraction that they could find. The Rama adds that things with divrei tiflus, things that are just inappropriate for anywhere, shouldn't even enter into a shul, even if you're using it as a seat cushion. You shouldn't have that in a shul. I remember when I was a kid, everyone used to wear Bart Simpson t-shirts with Bart Simpson saying something snarky, whatever. So that's probably doesn't belong in a shul to begin with. Things that are divrei tiflus don't belong in a shul to begin with. Now, so one reason, again, not to daven from a cell phone is that if we have all these halachos to try to remove distractions as much as possible, to bring a distraction of a cell phone into the davening would seem to be problematic. The counter argument is, as we said, if it has a mode that turns everything else off, which, by the way, Waze should do that also, because that's even more dangerous, then there won't be any distractions. It will shut everything. Waze Adrab, it shoots advertisements at you as you're done. Look here, don't look at the road. But anyway, so if there's something that turns everything else off, then it won't be a distraction. Even without such a mode, you could always turn it on airplane mode, and that would, that would do it. A second potential problem, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Vav, based on the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf Gimel and Beis, says that you're not supposed to hold things that you're afraid of dropping, like Svarim or tefillin or a plate or a knife or money or food while you're davening, because you're going to be so afraid to drop it, you're not going to be focused on your davening, you're going to be focused on hanging on to the item that you're holding. So, for example, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nei quotes a machlokas, if it's only those items that the Shulchan Aruch mentioned that you can't hold, or anything that you're afraid of dropping, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes that it's really anything, like Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, in Dibra Maschil Sakin, that you shouldn't hold anything that you're afraid might fall. Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara Sukkah, adds that a lulav bismano is okay, that you're allowed to hold a lulav during davening, because that's a mitzvah, and the Ritva explains that it is distracting, but the chib of mitzvah will remind you to have better kavana. So even though in a chinami the lulav is distracting, and the fact that you don't want to drop it and possibly your lulav, possibly your esrog, but the chib of mitzvah is going to protect you from losing kavana. Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to hold a machzor because it's for the purpose of tefillah. So maybe one could argue very simply that this is your sitter. It's just an expensive sitter. I mean, again, so the argument would be you're afraid of dropping your smartphone because every time you drop it, the screen cracks, and then you got to go to the store, and it's a big hassle, even though you have insurance and it doesn't cost you anything, but it costs you time, so you don't want to drop it, so you're very careful with it. So the counter argument is, yeah, but are you more careful with it than you are with the sitter? Right? Assuming, you wouldn't want to drop a sitter either, because you wouldn't want to be mevazo all the shemos hakadoshim that are in the sitter. So this is your sitter. It just happens to be a more expensive sitter. Also, it could be that people aren't so afraid of cell phones falling, that if you have a good enough case, and people, it really depends. It's like there's a discussion in Hilchos Shabbos. Is a cell phone, if you left your cell phone in your bed before Shabbos, what do you do? Are you allowed to pick it up and move it off your bed? So the discussion is a cell phone a klisha melachta liser, or is it a muktzah machnas chesrum kis? What defines something as a klisha as muktzah machnas chesrum kis versus a klisha melachta liser? Muktzah machnas chesrum kis means you wouldn't use it for anything else other than its intended use, because you wouldn't want to run the risk of ruining it by using it for something else. So like if your 2-year-old is crying, you wouldn't just give him your cell phone to chomp on or something, to calm them down. but that really depends. Some people would. Some people use their cell phone in that way, others don't. So maybe one could argue that those who are a little more liberal with their cell phone aren't so worried about dropping their cell phone. Those who are a little more protective, I know in my house, if my wife leaves her cell phone on the bed on Shabbos, so for her it's only klisha melachta le'isr, because she uses a cell phone for whatever. She'll use it to do anything. She used to give it to the kids when they were to calm them down or anything else. So for her, it's only klisha melachta le'isr. For me, I'm much more protective, so it's a muksa machmas chesron kiss. So maybe she would be allowed to daven from a cell phone, not me. A third potential issue, actually, with davening from a cell phone, is that when a person davens, the whole posture we're supposed to assume during tefillah and the whole attitude we're supposed to have for tefillah is that we're omid b'fnei ha-melech, that we're standing in front of the Ribono Shel. And that's why the clothing that we wear for tefillah should be clothing that reflect a meeting with a melech. So if that's the case, when the Shabura says, since you wouldn't meet a melech without a hat, that's why you have to wear a hat. That's what the later post can point out, that nowadays, of course, you'd meet a melech without a hat, and maybe, therefore, now we should wear a tie for tefillah, or something else that shows that we're omid lefnei ha-melech. Would you stand lefnei ha-melech playing on your cell phone? Meaning, so the whole look of it looks like a person is not showing the proper respect. Prima Gadim says you shouldn't hold extraneous items, because you wouldn't go meet the melech with a backpack. Like, you shouldn't hold things that you don't need, even if you're not afraid of it falling, because it's something that's not primarily used for tefillah. It's just not derech eretz. You wouldn't talk to gedolim with a smartphone in your hand. You wouldn't talk to a melech with a smartphone in your hand. Now, the counterpoint might be that in a paperless society, or a society that's trying to move toward becoming more paperless, I'm told that even in major business meetings with the CEO of a company, people just take out their tablets or their smartphones rather than bringing papers, and that is the way they're omid lefnei ha-melech. That is the way they're omid lefnei anashim chashuvim. So maybe one could argue that if this is your sitter and this is the way people read things, so then it's it would be fine. A fourth possibility, and I never spoke to Mori Rabbi Rav Shechter about this, but someone told me that he was concerned about this, is that it's Maris Ha'ayin, that yes, it's true, you may be davening from your smartphone. The guy next to you who has a smartphone out during davening, unless he finds davening really funny or really interesting, is unlikely that that the look on his face suggests that he's actually davening from a smartphone as opposed to doing whatever else he's doing with the smartphone. So it could be that it's best not to have phones in shul to begin with, because it's gonna cause everything to fall apart. That people are gonna use the phones the way they normally use them. Plus, there's this tremendous yetzer hara. I don't know if you have this, where you feel like your hip buzzing on Shabbos. Like, you always need to know what's happening. Sometimes, like, I don't have my phone with me for like an hour or something, because I left it plugged in somewhere, and I'm constantly like reaching for it and looking. Maybe I got an email. Maybe. So we don't want that happening during davening. I was once in a shul. Not sure if I should say this story, but it's really funny, so I'm going to say it. Mechil of the Aron Kodesh. I was once in the shul during Mincha, and a guy's cell phone rang really loudly during Mincha, and the guy, Nebuch, he was a person who's he's suffering from the early stages of dementia, and he picked up his phone in the shul, and he said, "Hello?" Like, really loudly. "Hello? I can't hear you. Yeah, tell me." And the chazan looks at this guy, gives him a look like, "What is wrong with you? How could you do this?" And as the chazan is looking at this guy, giving him this look, the chazan's phone goes off, and his ringtone is a woman's voice saying, "Attention, attention, will the sexiest man in the room come? I have a phone call for this." And during davening, the chazan's phone. So I was with my kids, but I don't know how many of you know my son Zacharia. As soon as that happens, Zacharia's like, "I think I got a phone call." So the davening was over at that point. Obviously, when you bring that kind of distraction into tefillah, it's asking for trouble. Now, obviously, it should be pointed out, maybe it doesn't need to be pointed out, that there's a difference between a shas hadchak, which is kedi avadami, and doing something l'chadchila. You're going to a shul that has plenty of sidurim, and you could daven nicely, normally, in the old-fashioned way with a sitter. So then why would you take out your cell phone to daven? Why would you use your cell phone? But you're on a trip somewhere, you're on a plane somewhere, and you don't have a sitter with you, and it's much easier. You try not to carry too many things on the plane, and the easiest way and you're on airplane mode when you're on the plane, and the easiest thing to do is to daven from the cell phone. So that, I think, would qualify as a shas hadchak kedi avadami. So I would suggest suggest that davening with a cell phone is certainly not a l'chadchila, but b'diavad, it's probably not a violation of any specific halacha, other than the fact that that it could lead to an atmosphere in davening which is less than conducive for proper tefillah. Okay.